We're entering the month of May, dedicated to Our Lady. But here's a question. Is this just a festive month, or are we missing something deeper about how she truly wants to be honored? Stay tuned to hear the reflection.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's reflection may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's reflection. As we begin the month of May, the month dedicated to Our Lady, I would like to share a profound reflection by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira on how to celebrate this season with true reverence. The professor begins, "This month is dedicated to Our Lady, and it is a festive month. Our spirit turns towards celebrating her. However, there is a principle of common sense. One does not celebrate someone who is going through great sorrow. For example, you would not organize a birthday party for a mother whose child is gravely ill. Her heart would not be in a condition to celebrate. In such a situation, one shows affection in another way, by sharing in her sorrow. One might say, 'I remember this day and all the good it represents. But seeing what you are going through, I want you to know that I suffer with you and I pray for you and your child.' That is what any sensible person would say." And the professor applies this to Our Lady. That is what we should also say to her. We should tell her that we remember all the reasons for joy that she is for all of us. But we must also understand that a merely festive commemoration is not appropriate. Alongside that joy, we must also consider the sorrow she experiences in present circumstances, and live in that sorrow. And to live in that sorrow does not mean only being moved during a ceremony. It means knowing the reasons for her sorrow as if they were on the tip of your tongue, so that we can recall them at any moment. Now, I'm sure we can all think of many reasons for which Our Lady would be sorrowful. We don't have to look far to see the state of the world today. When Our Lady appeared at Fatima to the three shepherd children, she did not appear in a joyful, triumphant way. She appeared with a certain sadness, a gravity. And if anything, the world has only drifted further since then. The professor says that this should awaken in us something very deep, an indignation, a kind of interior protest, because we love God to the extent that we hate what offends Him. In a certain sense, we can measure our love for God by how our souls react to evil. If our indignation is weak, then our love is also weak. To illustrate this, the professor says, "Imagine someone comes to kill me, and I have a friend who sees everything and says, 'Oh, poor Professor Plinio, what a difficult situation. Well, we'll see how he manages. I need to go shave now.' I survive, and afterward he comes to me saying, 'My friend, how much I esteem you. For heaven's sake, I was just in grave danger, and you went off to shave. You showed only the faintest pity, and now you claim to be my friend? Such a friendship is a mockery, an insult.'" And so, the way we react to the sins of the world, the way we react to offenses against the Church and against Our Lady, is like a thermometer of our love for God. The professor then gives practical advice on how to honor Mary this month. Try to dedicate each day to some reflection on Our Lady, something that nourishes your rosary and your piety throughout the day. He also recommends placing an image or painting of Our Lady in your home, in a visible place, so that she may be honored daily by all in the household. He then shares a remarkable story. I would like to comment on a manifestation of Our Lady in the city of Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. When the city was being attacked by the Tatars and could no longer resist, everyone fled, abandoning everything. Saint Hyacinth of Krakow, a devoted son of Saint Dominic and a great servant of Our Lady, went to bid farewell to her statue before fleeing himself. While he was praying to Our Lady, he heard the alabaster statue say, "And me? Are you abandoning me? Take me with you." The saint did not know what to do, as the statue was extremely heavy and he could not carry it alone. But as soon as he took her in his arms, he felt it as light as a feather. The statue lost all its weight by a miracle of the most powerful Mother of God. And naturally, he fled with her. The professor draws a beautiful conclusion from this. You see in this event how much Our Lady treasures her images, how she considers herself worthily represented by them, and how she does not wish that anything be done to them which would not be fitting if done to her. She even worked a miracle so that her image would not be left behind in a place where it would likely be profaned. But here is something more. She desires to be with her children. She performed this miracle so that she could accompany them along the path of their flight. An alabaster statue, extremely heavy, speaks, and then can be easily carried. It is a way of showing how Our Lady wishes to be present among her children. And that leads to a very simple but powerful thought. If even an image of Our Lady made of stone follows her children, how much more will she herself remain close to us? Her image does not abandon us, much less does she abandon us. That is to say, in every situation we find ourselves in every place, in the highest moments of the spiritual life, as well as in the most difficult ones, there is a gaze of Our Lady upon us. There is a protection, a providence that follows us and never abandons us. And this should give us a deep sense of peace amid the trials of life. A thought to carry with us throughout this month: Our Lady is my mother, and she does not abandon me. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.